and welcome to the Jim Baker Show, coming to you from the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, our special guest is author, documentary filmmaker, and photographer, Steve Quayle. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall, Mondo De La Vega, and I'm Tammy Subic. And now, direct from their home in the Ozarks, here's your hosts, Pastor Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you, Tammy Sue Baker, and yes. Welcome everybody to right this there. Especially powerful program
right.
with Steve Quayle. Mm-hmm. This is probably the most important show of this year.
Yes.
And to me, it's the most important one of this moment.
That's right.
Because Jesus is coming back, but the judgment of God is coming to America. Yeah. And we have Steve Quayle with us today and his new documentary film, and Cascadia. We don't very seldom be able to offer a film, but this is his film on Cascadia. Mm-hmm. Is the big one.
Yeah,
we got a lot to talk about this today. I think it's so very, very important. And Steve Quayle is an author, documentary filmmaker, photographer. I think he's a prophet. He is the producer of the True Legends Conference, attended by thousands every year. His newest documentary, Cascadia, is the big one. Details the potential threat of a megathrust earthquake in the Pacific Northwest of the United States. So please welcome to this program, Steve Quayle. Steve, we are so glad you could join us this week. So many earthquakes are happening. We've been talking about it pre-show. The whole world is seemingly shaking. What can you tell us about these most recent earthquakes?
Well, first of all, Jim, we know that the scripture is very clear about great earthquakes coming in diverse places. And I believe that the wickedness on planet Earth, the total rebellion against the God of heaven who created it, the absolute mockery of Jesus is leading us right into the beginning of tribulations, plural. One of the things that's problematic, and people have never really started placing things together like they have, is the amount of earthquakes that are taking place in triplet and quadruplet form. A lot of people don't understand how you can have four earthquakes in, for instance, New Zealand, three 8.0s and one 8.1 in a matter of the three happened within a minute. And if everybody would think of a jackhammer, that's what's happening. Something unusual is taking place. There have never been triplet or quadruplet earthquakes before in history, at least in recorded history. So the whole earth, I believe, is travailing for the manifestation of the sons of God. Now, when I say that, I'm not talking about the sons of God movement. I'm talking about the redeemed of the Lord. And so many times people have in history wandered away. It's taken real, pun intended, earth-shaking events that God initiates to get their attention. Now, one of the things that's critical that people understand is there are 11 of the most dangerous volcanoes in the world are along the west coast of the United States of America. And they start, you know, basically all the way up in Mount Baker. We're talking about from the very border of Washington with Canada all the way down to Mount Shasta in California. And Jim, for the first time in history, the behind the scenes, the government has gagged. That means they've ordered everyone to be quiet. There are gag orders in place because in 2020, the January 1st to today, you know, what the day that this broadcast will air, the thing is, there have been 70,000 flight hours of the most sophisticated scanning scientific aircraft that have ever been created. The satellites are filming and scanning. What they're looking for is the magmatic movement, the movement of magma. They're looking for bulges. For instance, like right now, the problematic bulges are on Mount Rainier and Mount Shasta. And behind the scenes, we're talking about from some of the most expert witnesses, geologists, seismologists. We're talking about people of, let's say, this letters, credentials, they're talking point blank about what would be called the Cascadia subduction zone megathrust. And this just simply means that when these volcanoes go off and synchronously, that you're going to have one of the biggest natural disasters in the United States history. But it's not going to be even simply, you know, we have a bunch of earthquakes. And by the way, behind the scenes, they're talking about 10.5 to 12.0. Well, when people just say, well, they've never been before, that's the key for, I think, today's show. And I appreciate what you said about the things that have never been before. What we're seeing now is judgment. And there seems to be the biggest disconnect in Christianity between sin and judgment, between the difference between revival, repentance, and also resurrection. I think people have got to understand this, that the most dangerous thought now, we're seeing every Christian, every alternative news, and if they're not yet, they will be, deplatformed, silenced. The entire freedom of speech is going to be executed. It is. The moments that we have, Jim, the moments that you guys have, Jim and Lori and Mondo, and the whole outreach to speak to the people's heart, there will come a time when Jesus said the night comes when no man can work. So when I set out to do Cascadia, it was interesting because it wasn't just a desire of mine to do. God dropped it in my heart. He truly did. I was working on the fourth episode of True Legends, the film series. And the thing is that I just basically had all my direction turned to the West Coast. The Lord provided us two of the most finest aerial cinematographers in the world, not by my estimation, but by the pure respect they gained. So we were able to cover stuff that nobody has ever covered before. Now, again, I don't have access to billion-dollar satellite cameras, but by the grace of God, we were able to get down low. We got down, we got the entire, if you will, Cascadia range, and then we interviewed. Cascadia is really an important documentary because it's not me, by the way. It's not just opinions. It's not just fear-mongering. It's not, these are the scientists that are worried. I was on Coast to Coast one night months ago. This is important. And George Norrie received some faxes from different places around the world. I don't know if they're faxes or emails, but he's got a fax blast line. And they said, tell Steve, thank you, because he's telling the people that we're not allowed to speak. And so I'm only sharing this to say, by the grace of God, I'm allowed to say for this time period what no one else will say. So we undertook the most, I would say, extensive filming of Cascadia, the most, by the way, even, you know, some of the biggest places in the world that can do $10, $12 million productions, we had to do it with a 20th of that. But God was faithful. And interestingly enough, when we were filming this, we had different meetings with different people. You know, Jim, there are people that will talk to you on record and they'll talk to you off record. And I never ask names simply because if I don't know, I can't get anybody in trouble. It's one thing for me to get myself in trouble. It's another thing, I don't want to get anybody else in trouble. But again, the thing is so important to understand, ladies and gentlemen, the earth is literally cracking up to be all that the scripture commanded it would be. And what's interesting is the two biggest earthquakes that are recorded in history, 1815 Mount Tambora, 1816 was the summer without, excuse me, it was a nuclear winter pretty much. It was a volcanic winter. And right now, that's what's happening. People have got to understand, it's not just the great quakes are coming, but the massive amount of volcanoes going off, emitting gas and ash and sulfur dioxide into the Earth's atmosphere and stratosphere, which stays aloft. In essence, the sun is being already dimmed. That affects photosynthesis. That affects the entire food chain from phytoplankton in the oceans to the krill. It affects everything. So we are watching judgment unleashed. We're watching a planet that is placed immediately into the end times. And when you see the tech billionaires wanting to go to Mars, when you see the people that are trying to make transhumans, when you see the terms artificial intelligence, understand they know what's going to happen to this planet. And they can try and stay alive forever by, you know, genetic attenuation. Although what we're seeing right now, and I want people to understand this, is that we are seeing the literal attack on the human genome, on that which makes us unique, creating the image and likeness of God through the word that is misapplied, vaccine. It has nothing to do with vaccine. It has everything to do with gene therapy. It is changing us on a genetic level. It's the same thing that Tom Horn and I have been speaking about on your program, Jim, on other programs, on all the books we've written. We are facing right now, in my opinion, the termination of the human race, so much so Jesus said if he didn't shorten the days for the elect's sake, there'd be no flesh left alive.
Wow.
This is probably the most important show that you folks watching will ever watch. This is something that could happen this year.
Yeah.
We're living in the final times. And Steve Quayle has put together a documentary. Mm-hmm. And you produced the documentary called Cascadia is the big one. It's so interesting because you said you had a smaller budget than the normal would be in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. But that's what I've done my whole life.
Right.
God has chosen to use, he says, I'm going to pour out my spirit. I'm going to speak to the old men and the young men will see visions and dream dreams. And, you know, your old men will. And I believe that, I don't know if Steve Quayle is an old man or not, but I'll tell you what, he is got a message for this hour. And if you never watch another show of the Jim Baker Show, watch this show. And listen to what he has to say. I'm going to ask you one question, and then I'm going to roll this trailer of this video. How did you pull together the team?
We pulled the team together with probably one of the most astonishing, not only budgets, but group of people. And our entire production team in post-production, obviously everybody knows that, in pre-production, and out in the field was less than 10 people. To put that into perspective, when Nat Geo and some of the people come into Yellowstone, we're going to talk about Yellowstone volcano too, because it's an issue that isn't an issue, but they'll use up to 80 people. 80 people. And when half of our, you know, 10-person team was post-production. So that was kind of an amazing thing. We shot it too. The majority of it was shot in 7K or 8K. We have some obviously historic footage that was HD, but at the point that we did this, no one has ever filmed to the degree we did the Cascadia region in 8K. Why is that important? Well, as you know, you've been in television all your life. You need the computer screens or the television screens to be able to resolve 8K. And they're just now coming out. And when I say you could literally see individual crystals of sulfur that were on Mount St. Helens, as it was fuming, the point is that's not an exaggeration. So in the most infinite detail, we were able to cover some pretty remarkable areas. Now, here's the other thing I think people need to understand. Yellowstone, and I want to get to Yellowstone. I have spent my, when I graduated from film school, 72, 73, 19, that is not 18, 1973, you know, it was, Yellowstone's close to me. I went to Montana State University. So I live literally less than 60 air miles away from Yellowstone. I have photographed Yellowstone for at least 5 decades. The important thing about that is I even introduced a way of filming it in color infrared, ektachrome, basically developed as a negative. So there were some interesting things going on there. But over the years, I have watched the false narrative of Yellowstone's going to blow, Yellowstone's going to blow, Yellowstone's going to blow, to the point that even as early as last week, maybe late as last week, a film crew, my cameraman and the helicopter pilot that flies me and everybody, they were in Yellowstone when all of a sudden they saw a black surveillance plane coming over And when I say coming over, underneath them at treetop level. I want to share something about Yellowstone. I'm pretty up on what goes on down there. I know people all over the world. I know the scientists. I know different people. This is important. I do not have the bona fides of PhDs in geology or seismology or volcanologists or underwater seamounts. We have all those guys in our volcano movie on Cascadia. And the front cover of it says Yellowstone is just a distraction. And it is. So basically, during all this time when there are 70,000 flight hours, 5,000 individual flights, guess how many flights went over Yellowstone? Two. With the third one being last week. So what's happening is the magma is moving from basically the area of Yellowstone. It's moving west. It's moving down into southern Utah and up into Idaho. And most people don't understand. Idaho's got some very interesting historic volcanoes. But ultimately, what's going to happen, Jim, is that the Cascadia region, look, there's a Pulitzer Prize winning authoress named Catherine Schultz that wrote one of the most magnificent essays. I mean, just magnificent. It was truly worthy of a Pulitzer. I mean, just magnificent. One of the most famous scientists that's always quoted is a man by the name of Mr. Goldfinger. And he's a very bright guy. I mean, these guys do TED Talks. These women do TED Talks. So we're not dealing with just, quote, entry-level people writing as researchers. We're dealing with the top, the cream of the crop. And see, that's how God moves. You know this. He moves mountains for his people to get the information, to make the, if you will, necessary liaisons. And I use that in a scientific term. The amount of evidence for the Cascadia concern is off the charts. You've got a subduction quake where the plate goes under, one plate subducts underneath another. And then what we have now is we have torquing. We have plates that are turning like this and moving on a horizontal axis. That is really unusual. Everybody knows that if you see a jackhammer at one point, that plate cracks. There's so much pressure being exerted on the Pacific plate that it's absolutely, and I'm using the word absolute, not as just a fallback word, but it is an absolute that when this goes, it is estimated, and I'm sorry to have to say this, but the geologists, that the seismologists, that the volcanologists are saying, this is going to be such a problem that pretty much everything that would be west of the Cascades themselves, you've got Seattle, you've got Portland, you've got some of the big cities on the West Coast, major port cities too, I might add, they're going to basically be submerged. Now, see, you can't tell people that. I'm telling people that because we want to not worry about those things. And I'm sad to say that the New Madrid in the middle of the country is becoming problematic too, as well as off the East Coast, they have new volcanoes. When a volcano is underneath the water line, the surface of the water, they call them seamounts. Just as so much remote scanning has been taking place on the West Coast, it's about a third of that on the East Coast. Well, I don't need to tell people where Washington, D.C. is located, nor New York, nor any of the major coastal cities all the way down to Florida. Then we have the Caribbean quakes. Then another thing, and Mondo, I think, sent me an email where we talked about it, the 22,000 earthquakes that have taken place in Iceland. And that's just over the period of 1 week, maybe 7 days now. So what's important about Iceland, it sits on top of the Mid-Atlantic Ridge. That's the infamous area where Cumbre Vieja volcano, which is in the Canary Islands, is basically the one everybody worries about, the big one, that when it goes off. Now, here's what's happening. I want people to understand this. It's happening all over the world. Volcanoes that have been dormant, coming alive. Earthquakes in places they haven't had them are coming alive. And so this is the thing I think that most Christians must understand. They can argue, they can look at charts, they can say, well, this guy says this, this guy says that. my question to all those people that want to argue experts and, you know, say, well, he doesn't know what he's talking about, is this. Have you taken it to the Lord in prayer? One day I was on Paul Begley's show, Pastor Paul Begley, and he, before I even opened my mouth, was talking about the dream that he had, I think, a day or two before, saying, Paul, the Lord speaking to him, I want you to focus on Cascadia and warn my people. Well, Jim, we know this. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. So what's critical to people to understand is this, and I want to go back to the word judgment. There is a disconnect between a holy God and an unholy people. God commands us in the scripture, be ye holy, for I am holy. We don't do that by good works. We do that through faith. God gives us the blood of Jesus to cover us, and he makes us as white as snow. But the problem is the Christians are afraid, okay? Let's just say, can we just call it like it is? They quote the scripture, we've not been given a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Yet look at how many Christians became frightened to the point of even getting unproven vaccines. And this is really critical. At what point, Jim, do you think, you know, I was looking at the top and you guys are quoting Amos 3:7. Thank you, Kimberly, for sending this to me. But surely the Lord God does nothing without revealing his purpose to his servants of prophets. Every single Christian has access to the supernatural understanding of prophecy. And you've been on, what, is this your 50th year that you've been broadcasting?
60 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. 5 decades. Okay. You've seen more charts. You've seen more people talking. I remember when 88 Reasons Why Jesus was going to come in 1988. Guess what? He didn't come in 1988 because we're all here. And the reason why, it's not time. And even though we don't know the second coming, the day or the hour, we can know the seasons. And I don't believe that, and please, you have a better handle than I do. I'm kind of not in even with all the different people that you interview, but most pulpits are afraid of prophecy. Most pulpits have decided to be friends with the world other than friends with God. And as a result of that, the entity that was present when he made the statement, I'm talking Barack Obama, when he made the statement, America is no longer a Christian nation, the roots of our faith, the entire premise of our faith, biblical Christianity, have been under constant attack. And because of the secular, and I would call it what it is, Satanism in the universities, in the high schools, because of the common rotten to the core curriculum, because of the parents being basically financially estranged from their children. We all remember the time, at least you're my age, and Jim would remember this, you know, he's 11 years my senior. But the point that you could have a single father providing for his family, a house, a vehicle, even putting away money for his kids to go to college. Look at, I just read an article today that said that the United States now ranks the lowest of IQs in the entire world, in the developed nations. We used to be the head, not the tail. But most will not acknowledge the book of Deuteronomy. Sure, it's in the Old Testament. But the first, 15 verses or so are blessing. The rest of the chapter is curses. And one of the curses that is so evident that everyone sees it, experiences it, even if they want to deny it, is that strangers from without will get very high above you. Strangers in essence, they'll be the head, and we'll be the tail. And we're already watching that take place. The amount of foreign ownership, even in America's farmland, even now they're talking, Jim, about controlling the water. And the volcanoes, I'm going to just keep on the volcanoes. The volcanoes will create the lack of sunlight. Now, any technocrat, any technologically decadent hater of life, I call that technecadent. It's a word I coined 20 years ago. Technecadent people, technologically decadent, who think nothing about destroying 90% of the world's population. 90%. And what's critical to understand about that, ladies and gentlemen, I believe this year, 2021, is the initiation phase of that. I think Mondo, correct me if I'm wrong, Mondo, but you were at the conference in Branson when I made a statement. I said, and I stood and said it, the word normal will never be used again. From here on out, everything you've known as normal, it's gone. We can't, we never will return to the days of old, because the days of old were the days of blessing. The Bible commands us the old ways. Remember the things our great mighty God has done. Remember, put in remembrance. Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. I want to just ask everybody, when's the last time your pastor took a stand for Jesus? Now, there are mighty men of God and women of God doing that. But I'm talking about the mega churches. And the mega churches are going to be in for mega disappointment. Because one of the things we know is the seduction is going to be so great that many will give heed to seducing spirits, abandoning the faith, and basically turning away, the great falling away. I believe, Jim, that the volcanoes and the earthquakes that are coming are going to basically be the reality check that shows everybody in the world how late it is, how late it is. And the point that I think is really critical, most people will quote, I quote it all the time, Jesus said, the night comes when no man can work. Well, the night in 1816 was experienced across the northern latitudes. And again, they talk about 1816 as being basically the year without summer. Fast forward into 1883 and Krakatoa blows. These are both in Indonesia. And this sound was, they claim, it was the loudest sound ever recorded in history. Those two volcanoes are fuming right now. Krakatoa exploded, but the cone of the actual area of the most activity is called Anak, Krakatoa. Interesting enough, Anak was a king in the Old Testament of the giants known as the Anakim. That means, though, in the native language, son of. So we've got the historic reoccurrence and resurgence now, as in the days of Noah. And that's one of the most misunderstood scriptures, because people don't understand the word that's used in the Old Testament is corrupt. The whole earth was corrupt before the Lord God of heaven. And what are we seeing now? We're seeing corruption everywhere. And here's another statement. We all know the N word, but we all don't realize the new N word is normal. So much so that Lever Brothers has taken the word, you're going to love it, has taken the word normal off of everything. Because here's the thing. The new world order is coming, forming already before our eyes. Actually, it's existed in the background. Now it's in the foreground. There's nothing anybody can do to stop it politically. There's a few brave congressmen and senators and congresswomen, I guess if that's congresswomen who are senators. But they're standing against something I think that has to be acknowledged. And I'm on record as saying this, I stand by it, unless we repent as a nation under the same conviction of the Holy Spirit as Nineveh did, heeding Jonah's message. But who's heeding the messages, first and foremost, of the Word of God, second of all, the people saying repent? And I want to say this. I want everyone to start praying for discernment. It is a gift of the Holy Spirit, discerning of spirits. There are so many spirits in this world now. Evil is basically unleashed. When Tom Horn and I started talking about the gates of hell, he's on his track going where the Lord is leading him. I'm on my track where the Lord is leading me. And we meet up, and we haven't talked about what we're doing. Isn't that cool? It's like when you get a sheet of music, and God is the conductor of the orchestra. Every instrument knows his part to play. So person that's playing the instrument, the musician. So what's really time sensitive is as the people of God learn to discern, and they've got to understand perilous times means specifically your life is on the precipice. And that's how late it is. And I can't sugarcoat that. I can't try and make it sweeter. But here's what I've said, and I think this is critical. From the time I first got saved and commissioned 25 years ago on talk radio, you know, all I've said to people is take it to the Lord in prayer. But they have to pray believing, and they have to have biblical teaching. I will say this, most pulpit personalities, I call them puppets in the pulpit, don't preach the word of God under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. They don't. If they did, our country wouldn't be like this. If they did, people wouldn't be ashamed of Jesus. Jesus said, unless you confess me before men, I won't confess you before my Father, which is in heaven.
Yes, amen. I believe it. And I want to roll this Cascadia documentary so you can see a little bit of the film that Steve Quayle has produced.
Under the deep Pacific, 300 miles west off the coast of Oregon, the earth is rumbling, a telltale sign of the devastation to come. Constantly shifting and exploding since the dawn of time, famous volcanoes, Mount Vesuvius, Krakatoa, Mount St. Helens have changed the landscape and human life globally. Most people in the United States know just one fault line by name, the San Andreas, which runs nearly the length of California and is perpetually rumored to be on the verge of unleashing the big one.
What's more likely to happen on a human length scale is that one of the Cascade volcanoes will erupt.
Forget the Yellowstone supervolcano. Did you know that just north of the San Andreas lies another fault line, known as the Cascadia Juan de Fuca subduction zone? And a much more awesome and explosively violent collection of volcanoes known as the Cascade Range, a chain of volcanic mountains that follow the same course 100 or so miles inland. The Pacific Northwest sits squarely within the Ring of Fire. Off its coast, the Juan de Fuca plate is slipping beneath the North American one.
Offshore, you have the subduction zone. So you have the North American plate, and then you have the Juan de Fuca plate that is sinking down beneath North America. And the Cascadia fault line is where those two are touching and where the plates are, in fact, rubbing against each other. They're mostly stuck, and then occasionally when they let go, you get one of these very large megathrust earthquakes, and the plates slip.
If, on that occasion, only the southern part of the Cascadia subduction zone gives way, the magnitude of the resulting quake will be somewhere between 9 and 10 point. That's the big one. If the entire zone gives way at once, an event that seismologists call a full margin rupture, the magnitude will be somewhere between 9.7 and 10.2. That's the very big one. When, not if, the next great Cascadia subduction zone earthquake strikes the Pacific Northwest, Oregon will face the greatest challenge in its history. Buildings, transportation network, utilities, and population are simply not prepared for such an event. The truth is, we are facing a very real and a very imminent ticking time bomb right here in the USA. Cascadia, the big one.
Wow, that is an unbelievable film, and you get the absolutely whole video,
right,
the whole movie,
the documentary,
right, detailing all of this, mm-hmm, that you can show to your friends.
Yes,
because this is coming,
yes,
and they need
sure
to know
is
about it.
That's right.
This is happening. Mondo, you were so shaken.
Yes.
Is that the word?
Yes.
Shook and shaken this last week when all these earthquakes happened at once. Thousands of them are happening at once.
You know, it's so God.
He laid in your heart to teach the book of Revelation, to lay the foundation of the earthquakes and volcanoes. And I'm thinking, where are we going with
last this? Last
week. Last week. And all of you are watching. If you haven't watched, go to the app and rewatch it again. Have the Bible on one hand and the headlines on the other hand. As you're watching this documentary, go back to the Word, because you taught us that these are the signs of the birth pains, and the church must awaken for this hour. But as we're talking right now, we're watching the volcanoes in Guatemala, out of all places. Can you imagine? We're watching the Pacaya volcano erupting and the towns around it. Now, you got to understand, this Pacaya volcano is probably a few miles away from the main city, Guatemala City, and it's covering with ashes all those towns. That means all the crops. So can you imagine the famine beginning already in agricultural land in Guatemala City? You're watching in the Philippines a tall volcano alert increasing. Italy's Mount Etna volcano is erupting. I mean, you're watching this event. Well, all this is taking place. Record drought strains the Southwest. In the middle of all this, major snowstorm likely this weekend, which in the next few days, in the Rockies, High Plain, including Denver. We're watching the dam overflowing and evacuations already being made in Hawaii. I mean, you're watching the events of Revelation take place, and God has warned us through His Word. Now, a few days later, we're watching this major events of earthquakes that, listen, can you imagine 22,000? It's a big number, earthquakes hitting in Iceland.
Yeah.
They're watching this very closely, but this documentary is the one that we need to watch.
Order it now.
Yes, yes.
If you've never ordered anything from me, order this today.
And I love
it. I'm serious about this. I'm so serious about it. Yeah. This is exactly what I've been seeing for decades, mm-hmm. and I've been seeing it coming, mm-hmm. and I've been warning about it, and it's the revelation.
That's right.
It is what God says will happen, mm-hmm. and it'll be in many places.
Yeah.
Earthquakes are going to hit, and these volcanoes, which was, you know, that smoke that comes up from the earth, mm-hmm. and it causes nuclear winters. And that means nothing will grow.
Right.
The sun will be darkened. Mm-hmm. How many scriptures have I read to you about the sun and the moon going dark? Mm-hmm. What would cause that?
Right.
It's these volcanoes that cause that. And those, the sun and the moon goes dark, and that's called a nuclear winter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's happening. And I want you to order this now. It's a $35 gift. Help us stay on the air with your gift. But get this video and play it for your neighbors. Play it for your children. Play it. Have it in your home. The warning is here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, I want to thank Steve Quayle for putting together something so clear and plain that you can understand it. But it shows all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve, how soon could this all begin to take place?
The reason why I'm concerned is because I understand that orders have already been given to the scanning flights, the pilots and the flights, to refuel on the opposite side, which would be the eastern side of the Cascade region. And Jim, people who love this country and love the people, we've got brothers and sisters that literally risked their lives. And three of the people that were corroborating on that, they were helping us with a video, are out of country because they were basically not only threatened, but two of them had actual and multiple death threats against them. And one of them was hit by a motorcycle going 50 miles an hour and spent 17 months in recovery. So these are real people paying the price. Now, how soon? The number one goal I have before the Lord is, Lord, I said, send the people on the West Coast. And I'm interceding. I want you to know, God says, I look for a man to stand the gap. I look for a woman. Thank God for the intercessors. I made this statement, you guys, and I stand by it. Thank God for women intercessors, or there'd be no men who are taking their place. Because so many, men of God have been compromised. Don't need to go into that. But the bottom line is that this is getting so close that, Jim, the airplanes, the scanning flights, 70,000 literal hours, because some of these airplanes can stay aloft for 10, 12 hours, the big ones, but they're told to be on the east side of the Cascadia mountain range right now, which tells me they believe it can be any moment. That's not to scare anybody. So back to my prayer, back to my intercession. God, please send a series of quakes, right 1, 2, 3, 4 down the line to get the people's attention. And Jim, I believe, and Lori, you guys are hearing too, there are so many people fleeing the West Coast for not only just the reason a lot of the cities have turned into sewers and war zones, but I believe God is calling them out. And I believe God is. That doesn't mean that, you know, I mean this for everyone. That when God's judgment falls, the righteous suffer along with the unrighteous. And so, you know, if you're in a safe place with Jesus, well, you're going to be with Jesus, and maybe, you know, it's not yet your time. So I'm praying that, and I want the intercessors to pray that there will be a series of events. I actually got a vision. This is true. I saw a man literally, and in a, let's just say this, a non-biblical lifestyle after a preliminary earthquake hit the West Coast. I'm not sure which city. And he was shaking his fist. I'll use that analogy. Shaking his fist at heaven and saying, is that the best you can do? Jim, within minutes, I saw the giant earthquake. And I'm talking giant. This isn't something I'm making up in my head. A man shaking his fist at God. And he hated God. I'm sorry for him, but he did. And that's when the big one hits. I don't know, by the way, you know, the time period, but I'm praying that God will give a warning to everybody on the West Coast that is open to his voice. I know the scripture. We all teach the scripture that Abraham was able to literally intercede for anybody that God would save out of Sodom and Gomorrah. And now we have a situation where I believe intercession will play. But there comes a time when a determined act of judgment, and I believe we're there in the whole United States. I believe there'll be pockets of, if you will, cities of refuge, places of refuge. But, you know, getting back to what Mondo just showed, Mondo, God bless you, man. I want to just thank the Lord, seriously, that you have taken the mantle and the calling of this, because you cannot have the testimony of Jesus. Mondo and I sat down over the years, we've known each other and talked about the things that God's done in his life, the things you, young Jim and Lori, have done for he and his brothers and sisters. But it takes young men, because young men will be willing in the day of thy power. And that's a scripture. And so, Mondo, thank you for staying on this, because it's such an important part of scripture. It's not, you know, it's not the headlines of the day. It's the announcement of the word of God, and the headlines of the day will echo it. And this is something I want to share with somebody. I started 25, or everybody, 25 years ago on talk radio. I think it's 26 years now. The bottom line is that I made a statement, and this really, I thought, boy, why would anybody put those two things together unless it was God? Here's what he said, and here's what I've said over the years, repeating. When the major volcanoes of the earth go off and cannibalism fills the headlines of the day, notice cannibalism, where's that coming from? Know that the time of tribulation, if you want to put a singular or a plural on it, has begun. And then something else interesting over those years. This is a hard one. I'm sorry. Take it to the Lord in prayer. I mean that. God said, my people will not believe they've even entered into the tribulation until the events of the tribulation are taking place before their eyes. What do you think of that, Jim?
Wow. I've got so much to talk to you. I haven't even started the interview yet. I've got about 50 questions I got to ask you. You got to come back tomorrow to talk more about it. But I've got to get back to this because I want everybody to order this video now. I want you to go to your phone and call 1-888-988-1588. That's toll free. Mm-hmm. And it's for a $35 gift. This movie of the Cascadia is the big one. Not yeah. is it the big one. It's is the big one.
But here's the thing. I can only give what people give to me. That's the biggest question in the world. But here's something I want to ask everybody. Why would there be gag orders on that information if tens of millions of lives would be at stake? The answer is simply this. The deep state, the dark state, the globalists, the Luciferians want one thing. And Jim and Lori, I don't know if you guys have ever had anybody on who's talked about the Deagle Report. The Deagle Report was a think tank by a man, I believe, named John Deagle, who's now passed away, that was a member of the Rockefeller Foundation. And this man had all the data from the insiders all over the world. And he said by 2025, this is his date now, 250 million Americans will have been basically taken off or died in America. That's called the Deagle Report. And the Deagle Report has been poo-pooed and ha-ha'd, except when you take the cumulative actions of the globalists, the Illuminists, all of the Luciferians, because at the end of the day, they worship Lucifer. He's promised them two things. Ye shall not die. Ye shall not die. You're going to have eternal life apart from God, and you're going to be given the powers of Godhead. In essence, you're going to become every super hero in comic books, and that's the basis of comic books. Super, if you will, supernatural abilities. Unfortunately, the evangelicals and the Catholics, everybody who claims an organized religion, pretty much, have abandoned the very precepts, and I'm talking about Western Christianity, have abandoned the precepts that God still does miracles. The Catholics believe, and that's not a contentious statement, the Bible-believing, Jesus-redeemed Catholics believe in miracles. The evangelicals don't. To a large extent, the evangelicals don't. By the grace of God, we are in this time period now where we need pure religion, undefiled in the sight of God. We don't need, you know, and I'm just saying it point blank, we need a baptism of reality because the evangelical church, the Catholic church, and everybody is undergoing a war within their very, if you will, confines of what they used to be their statement of faith. You're going to see war in all dimensions. We're seeing it on Earth. We're seeing it in the volcanoes and earthquakes. And let's take cannibalism. In the last 3-4 years, with spirit cooking and all of the horrible stuff, the cannibal killers and stuff, you know, you can go back in time through the time machine, you know, and search out the term cannibalism. It's now becoming the headlines of the day. So I can only say this. How could anybody, and my answer is only by God, how could anybody have put cannibalism and volcanoes together? It still blows my mind. I go, God, why not volcanoes and earthquakes? And then the Lord says, my ways are not your ways. And I said, I've learned that well. But the point is that we are now seeing the ultimate expression of contempt for the creation of Almighty God, for the redemption of our King and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We want none of his rebuke. We want none of his correction. And there comes a point where a nation's turned over to judgment. And that, my brother, that, my sisters, that is where we're at. And that's the most non-acceptable word from the Lord that most people, well, they just won't listen to it. Because, again, I think I said this on your show before, and you can see it in history. No word of God spoken by a man of God is ever received by the people of God at the time it's spoken. Look at all the prophets, the prophetic words. It's true to our day, too. And then Jesus asked the Pharisees and the religious people that were always trying to trip him up, which of the prophets did your fathers not kill? Maybe our day will be, which of the prophets did your fathers not even pay attention to? And I was praying, you know, just calling on God. And I think he gave me the second half of that. And it was a thought, a concept. He said, whenever my people are blessed, they acknowledge me. When they err from me, they don't want to hear the corrective word of my prophets. They only want to hear what makes them feel good, and that causes them no responsibility on the role of the believers. What's the role of a believer's responsibility? We have to repent. We have to keep our hearts right. We have to forgive. We also have to basically warn our generation, warn. Noah was a preacher of righteousness. Therefore, if we're in the days of Noah, we should all be preachers of righteousness, teachers. The scripture says, he who wins souls is wise. Jim, I believe Cascadia is going to have a global effect, and I don't believe in linear events. It'll happen. I believe it'll happen all at once. And I don't know how God's going to get the earth's attention any more clearly than that, but men won't repent. Some will say, so this is what they've been talking about. We can all look at the word famine when we got a full belly and literally say, thank God. I'm telling everybody, you thank the Lord, I thank the Lord, we thank the Lord for every glass of water we drink. Thank you, Jesus. Every time we sit down to a meal, I'm praying that grace will come in to the people of God's heart to such a degree that it can be a time of breaking forth in praise, because this day God has given our daily bread.
Wow. I only have a few minutes left now of the show. I'm desperately going to have you back tomorrow, because I haven't even started my questions, you know, and so I'm good. About to number two, I think, but I quickly... The significance about the triplet earthquakes, we talked about it when we started the show, but what is the sign of the triplet earthquakes that you talked about earlier in relationship to this Cascadia, the big one coming?
The triple quakes are what's loosening up the Pacific plate, and that's what's pushing in. Here's the entire West Coast of America. This is the Pacific plate, then we have the Juan de Fuca plate, we have other plates, the Farallon plate, etc. That's all cracking up. For instance, Mount Taal, which Mondo put, and Philip and Pinatubo, all of those eruptions are happening because of the magma movement. Underneath magma is a thing called the carbon pool. But that's pushing, Jim, it's pushing. What happens when you keep hammering at something? When you keep hammering at something, it breaks. What's happening with the triplet and quadruplet quakes, that's never happened before, 2020s when they started, it's never happened, is the plates are being struck. And here's the issue. Mankind can do, with the technology of the fallen angels and all of the, you know, reverse engineered, whatever, alien technology, but they can't do what only God can do. And so there's a difference, because again, doesn't the scripture say in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established? These are, if you will, the absolute breakaway indicators that something new is happening on the plates around the world. Something different than that has ever taken place or even been registering on the seismographs. By the way, the U.S., USGS and other sites, they don't show those triple and quadruple ones like the European seismic network does and everything. So the whole world right now is experiencing something.
Wow.
This is so powerful, people. You've got to get this video.
Yeah.
You've got to know what it is. You've got to share it with your children and your grandchildren. Mm-hmm. Get the video today. Right now for $35 gift, or you can get three of them for $100.
Exactly.
And I got to ask one last question, and then we'll be back tomorrow with more with Steve Quayle.
Okay.
The Yellowstone volcano, does that mean you're saying that should people not be concerned about it being that the magma is moving, or should we be concerned the fact that the magma is moving under California? What's going on there with Yellowstone? Because everybody's heard about Yellowstone.
Well, first of all, some of our experts make that claim too. These are professors of geophysicists like Dr. Hoft and others. But here's the deal. The title of this, Yellowstone is Just a Distraction. I'm telling people, if it were an issue, there would have been multiple flights, and you can track the flights on Flight Tracker and other software. But I can tell you point blank from people that I know that are intricately and intimately, intricately meaning all the geothermal systems, Yellowstone was nothing but a distraction. And the British press, and until we put out this video, Jim, nobody ever knew how important the Cascadia region would be to the breakup. I'm talking the geologic splitting of the United States. I want to make that clear. It's not just breakup. You know, we're already a divided nation politically, morally, spiritually, every way else, you know, but I'm talking about the geologic breakup of the United States. For instance, California used to be known as the Isles of California. They used to be, the San Joaquin Valley used to be an inland sea. I'm saying that the drastic changes that are coming in just the geologic world of volcanoes and earthquakes, and then into the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. Boy, people can argue about the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse already. I'm saying they're already beginning their gallop.
Oh, amen. We have to close there because that is exactly what I've been teaching this year. Mm-hmm. And the horses have ridden already. They're out. Oh, yeah. And now we're in the next portion when the earthquakes and the volcanoes are going to take place. And they're taking place by the thousands.
Yes.
People, I'm going to scream because you're not listening. But you better listen. Yeah. We've been lulled back with so much hell in this country that we just kind of say, oh, well, we'll just have to take it. No. We're going to stand up. Amen.
Yeah.
And my book is I'm Still Standing. So I want you to stand. And I want you to order the video now. All hell is going to break loose under the West. And people, we better be ready.
Amen.
We better be ready.
That's why it's so important
and,
to get this.
And if
so
you don't want to
understand,
you know,
what's
if you're
on.
If you're afraid of what's going to happen, you better know Christ as your Savior and ask Him into your life.
Yes.
And He'll take you home to heaven when these things all happen. But these things are going to happen. Millions will die eventually through what's coming on earth. Mm-hmm. And I'm thankful for Steve Quayle taking the money and the time to make this motion picture.
Amen.
And you can get it on video at your house. We'll mail it to you right away. They're ready to go right now. Cascadia is the big one. It is the big one. And it's just so much. Don't miss tomorrow's broadcast, but order the video and watch it.
Right.
And play it for your friends. Play it for your grandchildren. We have to leave. We want to thank Steve Quayle for being with us. Don't miss tomorrow's broadcast. Order the video today. God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today.
Bye-bye. We love you.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to The Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.